It's The Short List with Jake and Amy.
Hey there, all you cool cats and kittens.
I was going to try to speak first.
Never. When will you learn?
Oh, I've learned. Cool cats and kittens.
It is Tuesday, April 28th.
Good job, right? Yeah.
Wow. It's all blending together.
I know. I have been working from home since March 18th. So you've been working from home since March 15th-ish, sounds right?
Something like that.
Cray cray.
I don't even remember. I mean, it feels like yesterday and 10 years ago.
Yeah, I agree. Kind of just depends on the moment. It's going to be weird. Governor Mills extended the stay-at-home order for the state of Maine until the end of May.
She did? Today?
Yes. But there are going to be some soft openings, different levels of reopening of the state with stipulations. But yeah, still crazy.
And it seems like the overall governors are adopting the kind of tiered approach to opening everything up. So who knows how this is all going to unfold.
Sorry, my ear was itching.
But everybody knows that. Everybody knows their own situations. Let's hope. I hope you're staying informed and being smart. So,
tell a joke. I'm fixing
a joke. Okay, so there's this company that I get animations from for some video work called Stupid Raisins, and they're doing a giveaway.
Okay.
Where you make a joke about raisins, and whoever makes the best joke about raisins wins a prize. So
I'm already laughing, and I don't even hear a joke.
And the thing is that this guy, he named it Stupid Raisins because he just doesn't like raisins in his cookies. Which I completely agree with. Pick up a chocolate cookie or a chocolate chip cookie and you think, oh, I can't wait to have some chocolate chips intermixed with my doughy goodness. And then you bite down and it's just a chewy, gross, dried up old fruit. Get the frick out of here, you stupid raisins.
Did you always not like raisins, like even as a kid?
I never loved raisins, I don't think.
Your face right now, I can see like the 7-year-old Jacob.
I definitely remember the Sun-Made boxes.
Yeah.
I would eat them, but I never was like, get me raisins.
Oh my gosh. It's funny. I mean, me too. I love Raisin Bran. So that's one avenue of raisins I love.
Hold on one second. I keep talking.
What are you doing? Nervous. And, but my sister, Samantha, her and her kids, they love raisins. Like they would choose that as a snack, you know, just because. Jake's back. Hold on.
What is the appeal to a raisin? I mean, is it just the flavor?
Yeah.
But are they?
Yeah, they are. You must have had really old raisins.
I can't. I couldn't describe to you how a raisin tastes.
Like sunshine sweetness.
Mm, but they're
chewy. In a band.
The California raisins?
Yeah, they are. Okay, what's your joke for stupid raisins?
So my joke was... Did you hear long ago about that one raisin that tasted really good?
No.
Me neither. That was my joke. That was the whole joke.
Someone help him. What's the prize?
The prize is a free animation plugin that goes on these videos. So it helps make titles and logos all kinds of other things. He has a bunch of different products, but they make it look better, and they're a lot easier to use than creating them on your own. So anyway, it was just a fun thing.
But you're probably not going to win.
Oh, who knows? Maybe that's just weird enough.
Maybe that's the only joke that was submitted.
Could be. No, I think it's pretty popular. I'm the only one in the room that knows what it is, but I say it's popular.
Well, there you have it, folks. When do you find out if you're the big winner?
I have no idea.
Okay.
So,
did you read the fine print?
No.
Did you sign off on something?
No, I just gave him my email address that he already has. So, my work email.
Why?
That actually is one of the having an extra like a work email versus a personal email. So I can just give out my work email willy nilly for giveaways and then unsubscribe to stuff.
Nice.
So,
there you have it, folks. Just a little tip for you.
I wanted to tell a funny story about you from this last week. It was a week ago.
Am I going to be mad at you for this?
No, but who knows? I never know.
Okay.
If, We had gone to Trader Joe's for some grocery shopping.
I already know.
Right? And we were being very diligent about wearing our masks.
Sarah's very concerned.
Yeah. We'd been very diligent about wearing our masks. And so we're about to go get in line at Trader Joe's. Line was actually a lot longer than we expected. And we had just gotten some Dunkin' Donuts.
No, Starbucks.
Coffee. Oh, it was Starbucks.
And we
pull in and I set my drink down and I get my mask on. And Amy's like, "You aren't going to bring your drink in?" I was like, "No." And she's like, "Well, can you hand me mine?" So I hand her hers.
Meanwhile, I'm wearing a mask.
She puts her mask on. And I just look at her right before she closes the door. And I'm like, okay. We shut the door and we walk around the car. And I go, "How are you going to drink it?" And she just goes, you looked at me for 1 second.
Like how dare
you're
you?
Crazy. And then you're like, dang it.
Yeah, you're totally right. Had not accounted for that. And it just would not have been sanitary to bring it in. But I'm just so used to being able to do that.
Right.
So I had to leave it in the car. Mm-hmm. But Trader Joe's is where it's at.
It is.
Not only do they have affordable flowers when you still want a little bright spot in your room, when you ask your husband, "Can I buy some flowers?" Because he never buys them.
That's true. I felt sorry. Really
that was so mean.
That.
I didn't mean to sound mean. No, you did though. You bought them for me that day.
Technically,
I picked my own flowers. Anyway, they're still alive and doing well. But they have the best snacks, and
yeah, and it's just
affordable. I love Trader Joe's.
The meal planning is a little bit easier, and like snack foods, which is how we bide our time nowadays, is much easier.
Yep, quarter on the hour, every hour.
Yeah,
snack time.
They're not everything we can get there. The coffee that we don't get coffee there. What else don't we get?
Well, they have good coffee. It's just you and I use espresso. So
yeah.
Anyway, doesn't matter. But Trader Joe's is where it's at. If you're looking for affordable food, friendly staff, they're always so friendly. Great return policy. I love it.
It's very good.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to mention. Just, I know that every time we come together, we're talking about the coronavirus because that is the state of where we're at right now. But like, I was having a rough go over the weekend and to today, like just feeling super tired all the time when I feel like I should have no reason to be tired. And yeah, just feeling funky. And I think a lot of people can relate to this right now, or, you know, I'm sure there are people out there, so you're not alone, but it's definitely just a little depressing. Like, I'm not adhering to a schedule. I'm staying up way too late. I'm drinking a lot more wine. Like, realistically, yeah. I'm not working out. All of these things that are not conducive to being a healthy person for me. So
There's no delay between waking up and starting work. It's just like you wake. I mean, there is sometimes. I mean, sometimes there's breakfast. Sometimes there's journal time. But it's you know.
But there's no like separation.
Right.
It's not even. I'm not even showering every day, right? Or like brushing my teeth until later in the day. That's just reality. So, yeah. I don't know. I just kind of. It's like today I finally was like, okay, no more. Like I'm setting some ground rules for myself and I feel good. We got our workout in today. That's a big piece for me personally, for my mental health more than anything.
We hadn't done we're on a good run of doing Peloton workouts and we hadn't done one for probably 2 weeks.
No, I checked it was just over a week,
for just 1 week.
No, but still it's a long time.
They
track when we do them. So I was looking at that, but yeah, I felt better getting a workout in for the first time I ran. Well, not the first time, but for a short amount of time, I've been able to run just over a mile without stopping. And that's really hard for me.
And the pace we've been keeping track. Your pace has gotten faster, which is good.
Killing it.
It is.
So anyway, I feel good. I feel better like setting some ground rules for myself, basically.
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't know. It's interesting. As far as how my days go, it kind of just depends on the tasks that I get. And what it is that I'm working on. The way that I work, it's like I'm either editing video or I'm writing something. And writing stuff can be a real slog for me. Mm-hmm. And it just, that really takes the wind out of my sails. It's harder to stay focused when I'm writing at home.
Mm-hmm.
In part because there's just a lot going on and there's a lot more to distract me or, you know, to go do. Sometimes taking a break while I'm writing is actually much worse for me because then I have to spend 15 minutes getting back into that mode.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But
do you feel like you're sleeping well? Do you feel like you're getting enough sleep? Do you think you're getting too much sleep?
No, like, I don't think I'm sleeping particularly great, but that's not new.
Yeah.
You know, that was happening before. I've always had these cycles of insomnia where maybe once every 2 months, I just would not sleep a wink. Since high school or before. And it's a very familiar feeling, but now I think that cycle's just shortened up a little bit. So maybe it's like once every week and a half, maybe every 2 weeks.
So you mean it's become more frequent?
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
and
that's
I don't know what to attribute that to. I mean, especially I've talked to a few people about this, but as you get older, alcohol can really disrupt the sleep cycle for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it does for sure.
So that's I've been buying 12 packs of beer and trying to keep myself to 2 beers a night, you know? And it's like, and sometimes I go, you know, sometimes I'll go 2 or 3 days without, but most of the time it's 2 beers a night and I just need to not.
Yeah. So. It's become for me, like candidly, it's just become like a thing to do. And that's when I just know it's not good.
Right.
Like, so.
Yeah.
I don't like how I've been feeling lately. So digging myself out of the trench. So like I want to be in bed every night by 9:30.
Yeah.
I have to. Whether you're there or not, like I'm going to go to bed at 9:30 because I just need rest for my brain. I'm exhausted all day. It stinks.
Yeah. And the physical component not only has to do with getting some of those endorphins that come with working out, but it also can make you tired sooner in the day, sort of, and just kind of kick into gear that natural. I'm talking out of my, like,
out of your butt. I mean, for me, I just haven't been as active as I should be. So that's like the opposite. It's not like I'm going for a long run in the morning and suddenly I'm tired.
Right.
I'm just a little lethargic.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so that's how we're hanging in.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. We actually made a list. Food. Let's talk about food.
What about food?
Tonight we have
some food.
Scallops, as you call them, scallops.
Do I say scallops?
Uh-huh.
See, that's the word where you say it one way, and I think that's how I say it.
Yeah.
See, scallops. Scallops.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Scallops.
Can you tell who's not from Maine? It's fine. No, we did. We got some delicious scallops from our friend Nick, who does some fishing. He's a merchant marine, but when he's home, he does some fishing, and we were able to get some fresh off the boat.
At a great price.
So delicious. So we had some tonight. We've been eating really well.
Yeah. He said he was, I texted him right before he had dropped him off, and he said they just, when they're fishing, they just eat them raw.
Yeah, right on the boat. Which get a little crazy. Snack attack.
I wonder what that tastes. I mean, is it like... My mouth is watering now because I want to try it. But is it like sushi? You know, like.
Well, I mean, yes. The thing with scallops, at least in my opinion, and I'd like to think I'm pretty knowledgeable about food because I eat a lot of them. The texture of a raw scallop versus a cooked one really shouldn't be that different. If you're eating a rubbery scallop, that's wrong.
Right.
It should still be very tender and able to. Yeah, almost like peel or flake away easily.
Like you can see the fibers.
Yeah. Delicious. Speaking of which, I got to give a shout out to this new Facebook group I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
It's Stay at Home, Cook at Home. And Mickey McDonald, good friend of ours. She,
Kelly McDonald's mom, shout out.
She invited me and I'm so excited. So it's full of, let's look how many people are in this group. And then, why am I losing my voice? There are 586 members in this group. And wow. It's by invite only. VIP. VIP for the VP. And I love it. It's so fun seeing what people are cooking. And it's from people all over the world, really. So It's pretty awesome. So I posted my sea scallops in there tonight.
And they live, I think Mickey lives in Florida.
They moved to Florida. Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Aaron's in there and Kelly posts in here. It's so fun. Look at me, so excited.
How cool.
Anyway, so that's I love it. I digress.
I cooked a meal we didn't buy it at Trader Joe's, but we bought it. It was hodgepodge of where we bought the stuff, but it was, I saw Sarah Bareilles posted it on Instagram. It was the New York Times ramen carbonara. Mm-hmm. So a carbonara is kind of like, I'm asking you, I'm looking at you inquisitively. Okay. Carbonara is an Italian dish. Mm-hmm. It's noodles that are cooked with a raw, like a, you cook a raw egg in the noodles, sort of?
The idea is it's usually a pork product of some kind.
Oh.
So that's where the bacon came in.
Got it.
And then it's usually very cheesy and eggy is what they use to make the sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really good. And
so Jake did that with noodles, like ramen noodles, and it was delish.
I mean, it's really cheesy. It calls for two blocks of ramen noodles, and that made about three servings.
Yeah. Well, I tried to eat a little less of that just because it was a lot of cheese.
It says two servings, but I think that's two large servings that would be... I am yawning, so I...
As we're talking about being tired, poor Jake. It's that run.
Yeah, it could be.
See?
Could be. Anyway, it's good. Pretty
easy.
It
was very good. Jake cooked. This is an honest, what am I trying to say? Critique of myself. I do not do well with him cooking because I love cooking so much. Like, I love cooking. How much do I love cooking?
It's all you think about
all
the time.
So when he's in the kitchen, it's not that, I don't know, it's like I'm a control freak, which I am already, and we know that, but I try to explain it. I try to explain it to Jake, like, it would be like as if I'm sitting there playing guitar, thinking I know what I'm doing, and you would be like trying to show me.
Yeah.
And sorry, I'm fixing my glasses. You would be trying to show me and or coach me, you know, continuously because that's your craft. So it's the only way I can compare. So when he was cooking the other night, I had to make myself go sit on my computer and work.
And it's not a problem. It's Jake, you should cook more. It's like, you're right. I would love to cook more. And then it's like to give you a break and then you end up coming in and helping, which I know you love.
But see, I don't want you to cook more to give me, quote, a break.
Ah.
I don't need a break. I love cooking.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it is nice some nights, I guess the break part to not have to think about it.
Right.
But me like being over your shoulder isn't because I like, it's just because I love it so much and I want to make sure you know what you're doing.
I do enjoy cooking. Like I like, but it's more so that I like contributing than it is the act of cooking. I don't mind the act of cooking, but I just like contributing to, you know, our survival. And when I think there's this like this underpinning thought in my brain that's when you come to help, I'm contributing less. So because you're helping me and you're not relaxing or like, you know, getting something else done. So
yeah, that makes sense.
And that's just a me thing. That's something I gotta, you know, that's a good segue. Mindfulness. That's something I gotta be mindful about as that happens, that you just enjoy it and you want to be involved instead of me judging that. But I heard a thing on the Pete Holmes podcast, which I've talked about a million times. But this kind of spiritual teacher, I guess, Sharon Salzberg. I'm not really sure what her thing is, but she was just talking about, she had a good definition for mindfulness about as you like, so Pete was saying something that I relate to, where you look at somebody, even if we're taking a walk and somebody walks by, I start assessing who they might be based on the things that I can see, like the clothes that they're wearing or the way that they're walking or the kind of the way that they interact with us. I'm kind of, it's almost like I want to put them in a specific box so that maybe I can.
Yeah, that's human nature.
Right, right. Yeah, you're so that I can relate to them in some way. Maybe down the line. And it doesn't necessarily come down as a judgment, but I constantly do it and it is a sizing up. And it's, sometimes it really bothers me that I do that. But the mindfulness part is, which where I think people who go to therapy, like it helps them. When I start to understand what makes me tick, then I can be more mindful about why I'm doing it and mm-hmm. be able to just watch it as it happens and not judge my own thoughts as they happen. Like those thoughts are happening to me instead of like those thoughts being me, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I know there's some Eckhart Tolle stuff about that too. That's just, you know, not judging your thoughts as you have them. Because everybody has really messed up thoughts, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was an interesting example of being mindful for me is when I'm cooking to allow you to help and understand why it is that maybe in the past it's bothered me that you've.
Well, right. I think one thing that I've taken from many years of therapy is that, and you know, this may apply to you or not, but if someone causes you to feel a certain way, like let's say you and I have an exchange, okay, let's say the cooking situation,
right,
and you feel a sense of annoyance or whatever, it is saying something about you versus something about me. Does that make sense?
Right.
And so same for me, if I'm in a situation with someone and they're, you know, they're talking about something and I'm sitting there super annoyed or frustrated or whatever, really the thing I should be asking myself is, what is it about what they're saying or offering to me that is hitting me so deeply?
Right.
It's not really about what they're saying and it's just affecting me on a superficial level. Whatever they're saying or doing and the fact that it's digging at me is something about me.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Interesting.
We just got deep.
Yeah. Well, I think that's helpful. Yeah. I think that, you know, I've been wanting us to be able to do that on this podcast every time. I think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Vulnerability is very important.
Give me some Brené Brown.
Yeah.
I love Brené.
A lot of our world leaders could use some Brené Brown right now.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, so, for sure.
I was going to get into politics stuff. I think I'm not going to.
Yeah, let's skip over that. From deepness, from the depths.
From the depths.
Let's move to the shallow end.
90 Day Fiancé.
You betcha. Jake and I, so I have to say, our gym here on site at our housing complex, which is closed right now. But typically when it's open, you know, there's not usually a lot of people there. So I'll have the TV on and that is one of my guilty pleasures is to watch the 90 Day Fiancé. I've never watched it at home. And so watching it there is a little treat for me. And anyway, after a couple of people had mentioned it to me recently, my sister Laura and Jill, my friend Jill, I'm like, that would be good. I think Jake's going to be really into it. And we watched 4 episodes last night.
Of course, I like trash television.
Well, first of all, let's not make a judgment like that. There are some people who are really in love and are still together years later.
For sure.
But some of it is cringeworthy.
Right.
Ooh.
It's Catfish meets The Bachelor, I feel like.
Kind of, yeah.
There was a couple in the season that we're watching. They're actually from New Hampshire. The girl is from New Hampshire. And I truly feel like I have met a few people in very similar situations.
Mm-hmm. She met someone in Spain.
Yeah. And I'm not to pigeonhole it. They just were in the Christian community.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that there is something.
Believe in purity until marriage.
Yeah. And especially when faith. You're looking for somebody to match some very specific values like that. I mean, if and when you find someone, even if they're across the world, it feels very special. So no judgment on it. It just was like, this actually makes sense to me. I've seen people like this.
And they're still together.
Yeah. And they're a really sweet couple. But I can't imagine moving across the world like that. And we were having the conversation, or I was asking you as we were watching it, because Amy had to move, you know, across the country to to be with me initially.
Well, I didn't have to. I wanted to.
Well, to be with me, one of us would have to be together, one of us would have to move.
Welcome to my world.
So, like, imagine if you had had to get a visa in order to come to Idaho.
Yeah, terrifying.
That would have been insane. Or if, or you know, you couldn't, you weren't allowed to work for the first 2 years or something.
Yep. And there's a lot of stipulation and rule and regulation around visas for sure. And fascinating, though.
Our good friend Kelly McDonald, speaking of, had to go through all of that and is still dealing with a lot of that stuff, even after being married for...
I was going to say, 4 years? Yeah. 5 years?
It's crazy.
No, wait. They got married in 2015. Yep, they did.
Is that it?
Yep. So 5 years this year.
Okay.
Good thing I was in the wedding, Jake. Jake was in the wedding. I got the brain for numbers.
The maid of honor.
You were. The man of honor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, but what else did you think about the show?
I thought it was... I can't fully put it into words, because what I want to say is that there are a lot of people in there who have poor judgment. I mean, really.
Poor judgment and are probably dealing with their own self-esteem issues.
Right.
And yeah.
And maybe don't have great support systems for whatever reason.
Sure.
And I'm fascinated to see what I hope is that these, you know, relationships do end up good for everybody. I really do hope that that's the best point B.
Yeah.
Because we know where point A is, and it's that.
It's been very interesting.
So, but I was just floored by it.
Yep. If you haven't seen it, just tune in for one episode. Pick any season, any episode. I think you'd be hooked. It's pretty fascinating.
I thought each episode was like they did the whole one relationship from beginning to end. But
it's a season long of various relationships.
Yeah. And we watched three episodes in what felt like 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
90-day fiance, 90-minute, yay!
So, another thing, two things that have also been entertaining us. One, I think we mentioned it before, but our friend Toby has been doing these live shows that are
so fun.
A blast, and he does theme nights.
We're missing happy hour right now.
Yeah, it's probably emo happy hour, right?
Yes,
and. They're really fun. I mean, he picks new songs, I think, every single week for
Well, and he doesn't just do emo night. Like, tonight is emo night, but on Saturday he did...
Outlaw Country.
Right, and the week before that was 90s.
Yeah.
Super fun.
And putting the time into learning, even just, like, five, but I think he does nine.
He's a good showman.
Yeah, and he learns songs fast. He, you know, he's... got a great vocal range, so he can kind of do everything. And,
yeah, Toby.
And his dog always makes an appearance, and we want his wife to make an appearance. We never get to see her.
I know. Come on. Show her. Leslie.
So Toby McAllister.
Yeah, so check him out on Facebook. You can look him up and tune in. We also watched a little bit of Pete Kilpatrick on Saturday night. Which
main,
was
main local hero.
Yeah. So that was fun. It's just fun to see, you know, like we could tune in for four songs of Toby and then say, okay, let's try something else and then go over and not leave our living room and get to see live music all over, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just check that out. I think I don't think people realize that that's available, you know, whether it's those two artists or other people, there's plenty of main artists that I'm sure are broadcasting. Isaiah Bennett was doing one last night as well. So anyway, people are playing for sure.
And I've seen a lot of Boise musicians do it off the top of my head. Bernie Riley, Jonah Shu, for anybody listening in Idaho.
Yeah, very cool.
So yeah. And what we do is we get it up on our phones and then on our Apple TV, we AirPlay it. So that's what we've seen as the best way to watch.
So fun.
Fun tip.
Yeah.
Hot tip.
Speaking also of television, except this is big time.
Yeah.
No offense to the other things we talked about.
No.
But big time, Jake.
Well, it was
Drop the news.
It was a long road, a literally long road. So,
you mean, okay. What? Go ahead.
Yeah. On Amazon, if you're an Amazon Prime member, there's a documentary that is now available on Amazon Prime called The Slow Ride Home.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the story of, I can't remember how many guys, I don't think there were any girls, but it was all guys, these guys rode all the way from Florida to Seattle. From
on scooters.
Somewhere in Florida. I can't remember where in Florida. To Seattle on scooters. So ocean to ocean. They had to take mostly highways because they don't, you know, the scooters couldn't go fast enough to go on the interstate. but one of the reasons, I mean, it's just a dang good documentary. I was floored by it. And one of the reasons is that my good friend Sean Porter, I was with him like while he was helping drum up this whole idea. And he is heavily featured in the documentary. And
Sean's a man.
He is. He's a good guy. He came up to our wedding all the way from Nashville. He owns a hot dog stand in Nashville called Daddy's Dogs with our good friend Andrew St. Marie. And he dreamt up this whole thing and it happened.
Yeah, so cool.
And they got a it was a fundraising thing for I can't remember the name of the organization, and that's a little embarrassing, but Sean was in it. These two guys, Jesse and Elliot, who on a whimsical week years ago, right before Amy and I were dating, these two guys are graphic designers.
We were dating.
We were? No, we weren't yet. I promise.
We were.
We were?
Yeah. We've come to learn that my idea of when we were dating and what Jake is telling people is maybe a little off. But
no,
that's
no,
okay.
No, we were. Sorry. Cool. Anyway, so these two guys, Elliot and Jesse, stopped by my house in Boise and stayed for like 24 hours. And they were just doing this traveling graphic designing thing where they were working remotely from wherever, and they were kind of documenting their travels. And we just had a great time shooting the town of Boise. Like, we had, I think we got, no, we didn't get sushi. We went to Red Feather Lounge.
Cool.
We got poutine.
Yeah.
We went to Albertsons and we each picked out our favorite cheese and our favorite cracker, and we compared cracker. Like, we had this whole nerded out night about cheese and crackers. And they left the next morning with, they'd handwritten me a note and like taken a Polaroid of the night and stuff. It was really cool. Anyway, so all of them are involved in this film.
Yeah, super
and,
cool.
They did it. They did just an amazing job. They've just to get the film edited was like a whole saga. And there's been a lot of drama after filming as far as just trying to get this thing to the screen. So
yeah, but it was at Sundance, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty certain I saw that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what
festivals. So it's on Prime.
Yeah. And it's
Slow
just
Ride Home.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just a good film and I would recommend it. It's like, I think it's like 45 minutes, an hour-ish, something like that.
Yeah, I definitely want to watch this. I obviously knew about it from back in the day when we were dating, when we weren't dating. and yeah, I want to check it out. I was looking here if they're posting it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was, let me look if I can zoom in.
Yeah, they do a lot of fun little challenges along the way to kind of make it interesting. And like,
I can't read it, but they were some film festivals. Yeah. And yeah, on Prime. Pretty awesome.
So anyway, yeah, go check that out. I think I want to try and watch it tonight.
I do too. We concur.
Concur. What else? There was one other thing on our, we actually made a list. Oh, nope, that was it. Oh, house party.
Yeah, we can.
We don't want to tell that story. Okay. We can't figure out house party. That's basically the story.
No, I don't like house party. Kate tries to get me on it. It's like, just FaceTime me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the only draw is that a lot of people can easily be in on one face chat, FaceTime chat, Facebook, you know?
good story.
So.
Anyway. Okay. Well, that's all.
Enjoy week 8.
I don't know.
Who knows?
What season are we even on?
What season of quarantine are we on?
When I see their happy faces.
Smile it. Let's sing the whole thing. That's our outro.
We are losing it. I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's The Shortlist with Jake and Amy.